Here we go. Allie Willard up. Looks like she should win the tip, and she does. It is Montgomery. Brings it down to that court. And gets into the front court, swings around, left side to Haney in the corner. Back out to Montgomery on the wing. Back to Haney in the corner. Let the three go, and it is off the rim. No good. Rebound, Willard down low. She puts it back up on the end. Allie Willard, first 2 points of the game. Alton here, a little full court pressure. Hutchinson trying to bring it up out of the backcourt. They got across the timeline for Wilkerson. Wilkerson down the left wing, gets it back, and takes it out to the top of the key. Gets one on the right for Carr. Carr gets it back out to Wilkerson. Wilkerson to the right side. Gives it off, and they'll swing it around to number 15, Emily Carr. Emily Carr goes back to Wilkerson out top, pass to the top, is deflected, and the loose ball picked up by the Alton Lady Comets. Long pass down the court, Mackenzie Smith will lay it up and in. Mackenzie Smith with her first two of the night. And Alton out to a 4-0 lead. Here comes Puxico against the full court pressure, and Mackenzie Smith knocks it away from Paisley Wilkerson out of bounds. Puxico will inbound on the far side. Out around the mid-court stripe. And they bring it into the front court on the dribble. That is Laney Porter. Porter gives it up to Wilkerson. Driving the baseline and gets forced out of bounds. Nice play there by Willard. Got her foot planted down on the baseline as Wilkerson tried to go to the hole. Forced her to step out of bounds. So good defensive play there. The Alton Lady Comets. Here comes Alton with the ball. They lob one inside. Pass deflected and picked off. Nice play there by Emily Carr. She brings the ball up the left side. Gives it to Harbin. Harbin back over to Wilkerson on the left. Puxico has yet to get the ball up on the rim. We've played a minute and a half here in the first quarter. Now they'll lob it to the high post for Wilkinson. Wilkinson with pass that's intercepted by the Alton Lady Comets. They come the other way. Willard in the corner for Haney for three. It's good. Miley Haney hits a three out of the corner. The Alton Lady Comets open a 7-0 lead over Puxico. Puxico coming against the 2-2-1 press. Got it across the timeline to Wilkinson. Wilkinson down the right side lane. Shot is up. Blocked by Willard and then kicked out of bounds by Puxico. It'll be Alton Lady Comet ball here. 2 minutes gone by in the first quarter. Alton up to a 7-0 lead. A break here while Jaylee Reese ties her shoe. Winner moves on to the semifinals on Wednesday night here at Van Buren. A lot of district tournament action going on around the region on this Monday night in the Ozark. Now Alton with the ball in the half court. They get it down to Allie Willard. Inside for Haney. Outside Montgomery for three. That one's good. Nothing but net. Evan Montgomery drains one from downtown. And the Alton Lady Comets out now to a 10-0 lead. They're on the 2-2-1 press. And a travel going to be called as Austin Harbin caught it. Defense was right there, forced her into a travel, and Puxico wants a timeout. 10-0, Alton Lady Comets leading with 5:48 to go first quarter. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're raising dairy calves for replacement heifers or dairy beef, a lifetime of good health, steady growth, solid development, and high production is established in the first hours after birth. Proper dairy calf nutrition begins with high-quality milk replacers. Kent Milk Replacers supply fortified nutrition from balanced vitamins, protein, and energy that young growing calves need. These easy mixing products come in a variety of formulas to get calves off to a strong start. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
And back after the timeout, Alton Lady Comet basketball on the Ecom Sports Network. By the way, congratulations, William Bynum, your winner of the Daytona 500 that you heard in its entirety on K-Country 95 radio this evening. Alton with the basketball out of the timeout. Evan Montgomery, top of the key, drains another one from downtown. Evan Montgomery, 6 early, 2-for-2, shooting the three, and now almost a steal by Reese for Alton. Puxico gets the ball up across the timeline and then almost threw it away, stolen by Evan Montgomery. She'll drive the other way for the layup. It is good. Evan Montgomery, 8 points in the first quarter, and Alton leads it now 15-0. Lady Comets with the ball in the backcourt. They'll swing it up to the right side. Got it up there for Emily Carr. Takes it to the winger. Pass deflected by Mackenzie Smith. Alton off on the break. Smith all the way to the bucket. Misses it. Rebound comes down to Puxico. Long outlet pass. And all the way up the floor going to the basket is Harbin, but her shot is blocked. I believe it was Jaylee Reese got up there and blocked the shot. 15-0. Alton with the lead. Puxico inbound under the bucket, right side of the glass, along the baseline. Got into Wilkinson. Wilkinson dumps it off inside. Found to go up with a shot. And ball deflected and goes out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Lady Comet defense. Coach Shane Benson. Welcome to sideline for the Alton Lady Comets. Here's the inbound play for Puxico. Shot is up, no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds off the hands of the Lady Indians. It'll be Alton basketball. Lady Comets get it back with a 15-0 lead. 4:47 to go here in the first quarter. Montgomery to Mackenzie Smith down the left corner to Haney. Hit a three from there earlier. This time she lobbed it inside to Willard. Allie turns, shoots and scores. Nice little turnaround jumper. Allie really starting to get that footwork down inside, playing with her back to the basket, turning and getting that little fadeaway jumper to go down. Puxico inbounds the ball, bring up the floor. They almost turn it over. It's loose on the floor when you get a hell ball out. And the possession will belong to Puxico. Alton with a substitution. Jaylee Reese out of the game. Gracie Warren will check in for Coach Benson. Puxico on the inbound again, down on the baseline, under the bucket. They'll swing it way out front. Long shot is up. And no good by Porter. And a rebound comes out long to Haney. Haney runs the floor. Gets the ball up now to Mackenzie Smith. Swings it around to Montgomery. Right side to Gracie Warren in the corner. Got Allie Willard cutting through the lane. Back outside. Three-pointer. Good! Evan Montgomery already with her third three-pointer of the first half. She got 11 points to lead the Lady Comets. Evan Montgomery going off on Puxico here. On this Monday night, 20-0, Alton with a lead. Puxico with the ball in the corner. Number 10 is Harbin. Holds it high over her head. Looking at her teammates still through the lane. Nobody open. There's a five-second call. He stood there and held. Substitution now for Puxico. Number 11, Cadence Rivet. We'll check into the game. Who else is in? We'll catch up with later. Alton with the ball after the Puxico turnover. Long pass in the lane. A little too hot for Allie Willard to hang on to. It also got deflected and off of Allie's hands out of bounds. Alton will pull off the full-court pressure now. By the way, Aubrey Powell, number 23 of the other Lady Indian, just checked into the game. Puxico working around the perimeter of the Comet zone defense. Looking inside, nobody open. Out front it goes. Now back over to Porter on the left. Porter making a move toward the bucket. Her shot blocked by Willard, but a foul is going to be whistled on the play. And Porter will go to the free throw line. Laney Porter, number 21. Going to the line for Puxico to shoot two. Foul on Willard, her first of the game. And the first foul called in the game tonight by either team. We're down to 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Free throw is up and rattles in and out. Back in again. So first point of the night goes to Laney Porter for Puxico. Makes it 20-1 with 3:15 to go in the quarter. Now the free throw is up. This one's off the rim. No good. Willard with a rebound. Kicks it out to Montgomery. Goes up the left sideline. Quick pass in the middle for Gracie Warren for the lay-in. Gracie Warren got behind the defense and having this. She's done hundreds of times as a four-year starter for the Lady Comets. Threaded the needle. Got her the ball for the layup. Puxico on the other end with a shot. No good, but a rebound. Run down long by Laney Porter. Porter handles it. Swings it out front and around the horn to Wilkerson. Wilkerson back outside. Looking inside, nobody open. Puxico taking their time here. Working around the perimeter, and we get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called. Foul on number 20, Mackenzie Smith, for the Alton Lady Comets. A couple substitutions now for the Comets. Jaylee Reese is back in as Allie Willard comes down. Mackenzie Smith out. And also Emma Trantham. Checks in for, there's a three-point try off the inbound for Puxico. No good. Trantham down the rebound. Got it out to Montgomery with 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Alton in complete control of this one. Montgomery handles it out front. Wings it over on the left side to Haney. Now down on the corner to Reese. Reese, one dribble and back to Haney. Alton playing way out away from the bucket. Now they go to Gracie Warren on the right side. High post to Reese. Reese, one dribble, kicks it back out to Haney. Couldn't step into a shot. Wings it down to Warren in the corner. Back to Montgomery. Wide open again. No, that one rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Puxico. Number 11 on the drive. Cadence Rivet takes it up the right side. Her pass is deflected. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Haney. The freshman weaves her way up the court. Hands it off to Warren. And she'll give it. Tried to get it back to Haney. Ball is stolen. But the pass at the midcourt is then stolen by Montgomery. Evan resets the offense, swings it down to Jaylee Reese in the left corner. Minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Alton being very patient here. against this zone defense of Plaxico. Out to Montgomery for three. It's good. Evan Montgomery, 1, 2, 3, 4 three-pointers. She's 4 for 5. Shooting from downtown here in the first quarter, she got 14 points. 14 of the 25 for the Lady Cowboys. Plaxico working the offense. Got it down inside. Nice move by Paisley Wilkerson for the lay-in. Little cut down the left side of the lane. Scooped it up with the left hand. Nice play. Alton with it on the other end. Down to a minute to go now in the first quarter. Alton with the ball in the lead. They go to the high post for Gracie Warren. Kick it back out to Reese. Reese to Montgomery. Steps back at the top of the key over to Haney now. Haney back to Reese in the corner. She'll let a three-pointer fly. It's no good. The rebound comes off long for Putzmikel. That is Wilkerson. Wilkerson up the middle of the floor. Trying to pass it out into the corner. Ball deflected. Picked up by Wilkinson. She goes to the bucket hard. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound comes off to Emma Transom for the Alton Lady Cowboys. Here they come again. 36 seconds to go. Montgomery behind the back. Weaves in the lane. Pulls up a little running one-hander, and it's good. Evan Montgomery with 16 first-quarter points. And the Alton Lady Cowboys out to a 27-3 lead. Plaxico with the ball, 20 seconds to go in the quarter. They got it down in the corner. Three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound, Gracie Warren. Out to Montgomery. Montgomery, long pass up the floor, deflected out of bounds by the defense. Good play there by number 21, Laney Porter, getting back defensively. Substitution here, number 32, Erica Wilkinson back in the game for Plaxico. And Evan Montgomery and Miley Haney come off. Walton Willard goes back in. Willard takes the inbound pass inside, shoots, no good, rebounds her own shot, puts it up and in. Allie Willard now with 6 in the first quarter. And there's the buzzer to end our first quarter play. Out of score, 29-3. Alton Lady Cowboys lead it over the Plaxico Lady Indians here at the Class 2 District 2 Basketball Tournament. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Psst, it's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Ah, listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
We're back after timeout, ready for the second quarter with the Van Buren High School Gym, home of the Bulldogs. Class 2 District 2 basketball tournament is underway. Winners today included Neelyville and East Carter. Here, the Alton Lady Cowboys with a lead over Plaxico at the end of one quarter, 29-3. Alton opens the second quarter with the ball. They bounce it inside to Trantham. She gives it back out to the free throw line to Willard. Off to Gracie Warren, cutting down the baseline. She lays it up and in. Gracie with 4 points in the first half for the Alton Lady Cowboys. And they run the lead out to 28. Plaxico with the ball. At the free throw line is Wilkinson. Turn, gives it up in the corner. Long shot is up by Rivet. No good in the rebound. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball. As we're just underway here in the second quarter. Winner of this one will take on the East Carter Lady Redbirds 7:30 Wednesday night in semifinal game number 2. We already know semifinal game number 1. Neelyville will play the top-seeded Thayer Lady Bobcats. The shot by Willard down the other end for Alton. It is up and no good. Little 8-foot jumper. Rebound to Plaxico. Lady Indians bring it into the front court. Pass to the left side. Deflected. And now picked up by Carr. Carr gives it up out top. 3-point shot on the way. No good for Wilkinson. And rebound taken by Mackenzie Smith. Mackenzie up the right sideline. Leads over to Jaylee Reese. Bobs it down to Emma Trantham. Now out to Smith for three. That one's good. Number 20, Mackenzie Smith. The three-pointer, she's got 5 points now in the game. And that makes it a 34-3 Alton Comet lead. Plaxico with the ball. Long shot up off the rim. No good. Rebound. Comes down to Plaxico. They'll get it back out top. Give it up to their point guard. Now give the free throw line for Wilkinson. Wilkinson travel with the basketball. Substitutions here for Alton. Miley Haney and Evan Montgomery are in. Jaylee Reese is out. Emma Transom out. Mackenzie Smith is out. And who else checked in? Number one checked in. Kaylee McIntyre for the Alton Lady Comets. Coach Benson going deep on the bench, as has Puchtica. Alton working around the perimeter. Got it to Haney. The three-pointer is on the way for the freshman. No good. The rebound controlled by Cadence Rivet for Puxico. Rivet all the way up the floor. Nice look. Gives it off inside to number 15, Emily Carr, for two. That was a nice penetration move. The penetrating dish. Well, it works. Works, especially on a break like that. So Puxico for their second field goal of the game. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Alton with it, working it down inside for Willard. Tried to dribble in traffic. Has to kind of poke it out to Haney. Now to Montgomery for three more. Yeah. Evan Montgomery with her fifth three-pointer of the first half. She's got 19 points. We've still got 5:42 to go. In the first half of the game, the senior making a statement here tonight at Van Buren, the first round of the district. Substitution for Alton. Mackenzie Smith back in the game. And Gracie Warren checks out. Number 21, Porter, out for Puxico. And see who number one checked back in there, I believe. Oh, number 11, I'm sorry. Rivet. Going to fire a three-pointer. It's off the back rim. No good. The rebound goes out of bounds down in the corner. It'll be Alton counted ball. 5:23 to go in the first half. All Lady Comets, they lead it by 37-5. Alton into the front court. In the corner to Haney. Haney fakes the three. Penetrates. And kicks it back outside. Got it down to McIntyre. Now Smith and back to McIntyre. She'll lob one down to Haney. Back to McIntyre. Now to Smith in the left corner. Long cross-court pass to Haney. Her three-point shot is up, and it's good. Miley Haney from downtown. Her second three-pointer of the game. She's got six. And Alton leads it now by 35. Touch the cup. Working around the perimeter. Ball going to go off the hands of the Lady Indians out of bounds. Tried to get it in the corner to Rivet. And the ball went off her hands out of bounds. Substitution now for Alton, number 23, Lily Haddock will check in. And Miley Haney checks out. 4:45 to go, first quarter, or first half. Alton with the ball. Mackenzie Smith swings it over to McIntyre. McIntyre, cross-court pass, trying to get to Montgomery. Ball deflected, picked up by Haddock. Haddock to Montgomery for three more. It's good. Evan Montgomery, 22 in the first half, her sixth three-pointer in the half. Puxico working around the perimeter of the Comet zone. Penetrating into that zone is Wilkinson. Now kick it back outside. Short jumper on the baseline is up no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds off the hands of Evan Montgomery and out of bounds. And substitution here for Puxico, number 21, Porter, checks back in the game. Laney Porter. Puxico inbound the ball down on the baseline. They got it into Porter. Top of the key, straight on for three, and it's good. Three-point shot for Laney Porter, number 21. Third field goal of the game for Puxico. Alton with it. Out front. They'll kick it inside to Willard. Willard kicks it back out to Mackenzie Smith in the corner, and the pass went right through her hands, right through her legs and out of bounds. Mackenzie was going to step into a three and took her eyes off the ball, and it whizzed right through her legs. So Puxico gets it back with 3:54 to go here in the first half. Alton with a lead, 43-8. You heard that right, 43-8. Alton leads Puxico. Puxico working it down the right side of the lane. Ball is deflected, goes out of bounds. It belongs to the Lady Indians. More substitutions. Emma Trantham back in the game. Also in the game, Jessica Green and Miley Haney. Willard and Mackenzie Smith come out. And Devin Montgomery. Puxico on the inbound. Long three-point shot by Porter. No good. Trantham down with the rebound. Oh, she gets tied up. Quick whistle on the held ball, and possession belongs to Puxico. 3:37 to play in the half. Puxico inbound under the bucket. Down long baseline. Hold it high. Inbound it to Rivet. Rivet with a shot. It's good. Emily Carr with a shot. And that makes it 43-10. Alton with the ball. They'll swing it inside. Now back outside. Out on top And to the left side wing, to Haney for three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound, puck to go. Here come the Lady Indians. They're kicking ahead on the break. Nice play. And the layup is good for number 32. That is Erica Wilkinson, her first bucket of the night. Alton brings in the front court. McIntyre feeds it down inside for Haddock in the corner. Trying to feed it into the middle. Ball deflected and picked up by Putsico. Come the Lady Indians. They'll kick it down low. Shot is up. Blocked by Haney. Haney dribbles the other way with a basketball. Crosses the timeline to the top of the key. Gives it up to Haddock. Lily, baseline drive. Puts up a shot. No. But she's fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line. And will shoot two. Fouls on number 21, Laney Porter. Her first of the night. Team foul number one here in the second quarter against Putsico. Very clean game. We only had one foul called, well, two fouls in the entire first quarter. That was only had one called here in the second. Another substitution for Alton, number 32. Laney Warren will check in. And Miley Haney checks out. And two free throws up and good for number 23, Lily Haddock. Well, Haddock on the board with two makes it 44-12. Alton with the lead. Puxico with a basketball. Out on top is Wilkerson. Wilkerson gives it up, gets it back on the cut down inside. Has a little trouble with a handle. We get a held ball, and the possession belongs to the Alton Lady County. Well, Alton gets it back with 2:29 to go in the first half, leading 44-12. Going across the timeline, Lily Haddock brings up the right side, kicks it down in the corner to Warren. Warren outside to McIntyre for three. That one bounces off the front rim. No good. Rebound off to Jessica Green, and she scores easy too. Jessica Green on the scoreboard here. Puts the cup. The other way, pass deflected and picked off by the Lady Comet. Driving the length of the floor. Shot is up. No good by McIntyre. Rebound to Puts the cup. They bring it in the front court. They give it up for Wilkinson. Wilkinson off the corner, and she's going to get fouled as she makes the move toward the baseline. That'll be on number 12, Jessica Green. That'll be number one on Jessica. Non-shooting foul called on the floor. And pucks go inbound. They bring it up front to Porter. Ball deflected. And now picked up by Lady Comet. Had it up the right side of the floor. Draws contract. Goes up with a shot. No, but she's fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot two. That will be on number 32. That is Erica Wilkinson. Foul number one on Wilkinson tonight. Team foul number two here in the second quarter on Puxico. At the free throw line, Lily Haddock, number 23, puts the shot up, and it's good. Lily, one of these young Alton Lady Comets, just a freshman. You know, playing time here in the first round of the district. Second free throw is up. That one bounces off the rim and drops right down through the hole. Lily, 4-for-4. Since she went in the ballgame from the free throw line. And Alton leads it now 48-12. Puxico with the ball. Bringing it on the left side for Wilkerson. Wilkerson down to the baseline to Carr. Carr back out to Wilkinson. Now throws it out front. The ball is going to go out of bounds. Intended for Porter. She didn't see it coming. And whizzed right past her. And out of bounds on the far side. So Alton will inbound it with a minute 32 to go here in the second quarter. Lady Comets trying to hit the 50 mark at halftime. We got 48. We got it off to Laney Warren. Laney down the baseline, throws up a running one-hander. No good. Rebound comes down to Wilkinson. Wilkinson diving up the floor. Going to get fouled in the backcourt. Foul will be on number 12, Jessica Green. That'll be number two on Jessica. Puxico will inbound it on the non-shooting foul. Down to a minute 21 to go in the half. Puxico inbounds the ball on the right side. Got it down now to Harbin. Harbin dumps it in the middle. Back out to Harbin. Three-point shot is on the way. It's no good. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound. That'll be on Emily Carr for Puxico, her first. Going over the back. Good inside position there by the Lady Comets. And Alton with the ball with 1 minute to go in the first half, leading 48-12. Comets get it down to Jessica Green. Back out front for McIntyre. Well, penetration kicks it out to Laney Warren. Back to McIntyre in the corner. Dribbles out of traffic. Now goes to the free throw line for Green. Green back outside. Will move inside up and good. Shot for number 23, Lily Haddock. Haddock 6 points off the Comet bench. And it's 50-12 with 38 seconds to go in the first half. Pucks go with the ball. They get it out front to Wilkerson, top of the key. Holds it high. Springs it on the left side. Now inside for Harbin. Harbin dribbles out to the corner, gives it back to Wilkerson. Penetrate, kicks it outside. To the right side wing there, Emily Carr holds it high. One dribble, giving it up. Pass deflected, and it's going to, well, it goes out of bounds. Off the hands of Puxico. It'll be Alton Lady Comet ball with 16 seconds to play in the first half. Alton Lady Comets, unless they have a complete collapse in the second quarter, going to advance to the district semifinal. Alton with it on the offensive end. May hold for the final shot here. Out over to Laney. Laney Warren down inside to Emma Transom. She hits one off the baseline. First bucket of the night for Emma. And that makes it 52-12 at the intermission. The Alton Lady Comets with a lead over the Puxico Lady Indians. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back for the Class 2 District 2 Championship Tournament in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pond, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond, 417-778-7153.
Now back here at the Van Buren High School, it's been all Alton Lady Comets here at the Class 2 District 2 Basketball Tournament. First round action against the number six seed, Puxico Lady Indians. Alton jumped out to a 10-0 lead. Actually, it ran that score up to, 18-0 before Puxico got on the board with a free throw. But it's been all Lady Comets for the entire first half. Alton leads it here at the intermission, 52-12. Alton scored 29 first quarter points to take the lead. And everybody has played. Matter of fact, 8 different Lady Comets have scored in the ball game here in the first half. And this game kind of, this reflection of the first round of the tournament here. And this is a tournament, 3 of the top 10 ranked teams in the state of Missouri in Class 2 girls basketball are in this district. And tonight is a reflection of that. First game of the day, it was Neelaville, the number 4 seed, taking on the Greenville Lady Bears. Neelaville wins it 64-40. And then the second game of the day, the number 2 seeded East Carter Lady Redbirds, who were ranked in the top 5 all season long. They're currently ranked number 4 in the state. East Carter knocked off Van Buren 95-30. And the All-Lady Comets, who are currently ranked number 8 in the state of Missouri, no problem as they lead Puxico 52-12 here at the intermission. The other state-ranked team in this tournament, the top seed is Thayer Lady Bobcats, who are currently ranked number 3 in the state. They will play Neelyville at 6 o'clock on Wednesday in the semifinals. Lady Bobcats got the first round bye. Again, Alton with a lead here at the half, 52-12. We'll take another timeout. Back with your individual scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
When pasture is less than ideal, cattle body condition can decrease rapidly. Improve body condition by supplementing your forage with Kent Energy Lass, a free choice supplement that delivers a steady intake of vitamins, minerals, energy, and protein for your cattle in a convenient tub that works in any weather. Energy Lass is molasses-based, providing nutrients to help growing, developing, and breeding cattle perform on medium to low-quality forage. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
It's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here after the timeout. It's halftime of our game. The Alton Lady Comets with a lead, 52-12. Alton outscored Puxico 29-3 in the first quarter, 23-9 in the second, and lead at 52-12 here at the intermission. The hot shooting of Evan Montgomery. Evan, six out of seven. Is that right? One, two, three. Five. Five out of six from the three-point line. She has 22 points at the half. Allie Willard has added six. One three-pointer for Mackenzie Smith. She has scored 5 points in the game. Two threes for Miley Haney. She has six. Gracie Warren with four. 2 points for Jessica Green. Lily Haddock off the bench with six. And two for Emma Trantham. For the Puxico Lady Indians, they're led by Emily Carr and Lainey Porter. They've got 4 points each. Two for Erica Wilkinson, and two for Paisley Wilkerson. In 52-12, our score at the half, Alton Lady Comets with the lead over the Puxico Lady Indians. All right, tomorrow night, you're on the Ecom Sports Network. We'll have the Alton Comet boys as they play in the Class 3 District 10 tournament over Houston. And the Comets will play Licking. That game slated for 7:30 tomorrow night. One of three games in the first round of the tournament there. Alton Comet and Thayer Bobcat boys playing in the Class 3 District 10 tournament at Houston, while the Thayer Lady Bobcat girls and these Alton Lady Comets playing here in the Class 2 District 2 tournament at Van Buren. It's a crazy kind of season. We won't get into that a whole lot. All right, second half of our game coming up. It's halftime. Alton leads Puxico 52-12. Back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Oh. Listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Well, here we go, ready for our second half. The Alton Comets with the starters back on the floor. Don't imagine they'll play very long. Evan Montgomery, Miley Haney, Jaylee Reese, Allie Willard, and Mackenzie Smith. Pucks to go back to their starters as well. They worked the ball down the baseline, got it in there to Porter. Porter kicked it back outside. Now back to Porter in the corner. Alton Lady Comets still playing that zone. And pucks to go going inside. Nice move by Wilkinson. Her shot is blocked by Allie Willard, who catches it in the air. Alton running the floor. Got it down to Mackenzie Smith, right corner, back out to Montgomery. On top to Willard for three, and it's off the – oh, it's good! Allie Willard, that one hit the front of the rim, bounced up off the backboard and fell through. So Willard now with 9 points in the game for the Alton Lady Comets. 55-12, 7:20 to go, just underway in the second half. Alton with the lead, Puxico with the ball. They hold it out on the top, that is Harbin. Harbin swings it around to Wilkerson. Wilkerson back to the top of the key to Porter. Back out to Harbin. Harbin tried to go back to Porter. Get her back to her, and the ball whizzed right by the side of her head and out of bounds. So Alton gets it back after the Puxico turnover. Here come the Lady Comets. Evan Montgomery already 22 points in the game. Gets it down to Haney in the corner. Three-point try, no good. Rebound, Jaylee Reese back up and in. Jaylee Reese with her first bucket of the night. 57-12. Alton with a lead. Puxico with the ball. Harbin out top. Now they'll swing around to the left side for Carr. Emily Carr. Look at the cutter in the lane. That is Harbin. He dribbles out to the corner. Feeds it out on top to Porter for three, and it's good. Number 21, Lainey Porter. 7 points in the ballgame as she hits her second three-pointer tonight. Alton with the ball on the offensive end. They'll lob one down inside to Allie Willard, who puts it back up in. Allie with 5 points there already in the second half. She's got 11 for the game. Puxico with it out on top. Will give and go. Now in the corner, Porter for three more. No. Rebound controlled by Mackenzie Smith. Mackenzie races up the right sideline with the ball. Now backs it out. Alton will get into the half-court set. Got to Montgomery. Swings it down to Jaylee Reese in the right corner. Jaylee back out to Montgomery. Makes a long three, gives to Mackenzie Smith. She'll fire it up. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Puxico. That's a nice play right there by Puxico. Nice rebound for Wilkinson. Wilkinson takes up the floor in the corner. Now gives it back out to the wing. Gets it back in the free throw circle. Now outside to Porter. Porter drives down the baseline, shoots, telling in the foul. Nice play by Porter. Number 21, Lainey Porter. We'll get credit for the basket. She's got 9 points in the game. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul is on number 24, Allie Willard. Will be her second of the night. And a free throw. I meant shooting one free throw. So Porter with the free throw in double figures for Puxico with 10. 10 of their 18 in the game. Alton head around the perimeter again. Back out to Montgomery. Three-point shot is on the way. That one bounces high off the rim. No good. And rebound is deflected out of bounds. It'll be Puxico ball. They say off the hands of the Lady Comets. Two or three players there fighting after that rebound. Alton, last one to touch it. So Puxico brings it the other way. Got it to the right side wing to Austin Harbin. Swing it around for Wilkerson on the left side. Now going to Harbin. As she cut down the lane, she'll dribble out to the corner. Be the cross court for Carr. Carr goes baseline to Wilkerson. Couldn't find a shot. Takes it back outside. Good ball movement here. Porter going down the left side of the lane. And puts up a shot. It's good, but it's not going to count. She got fouled on the drive before the shot. So no continuation on that play. Fouls on number 34, Evan Montgomery. Be number one on Evan. And Puxico will inbound down on the baseline. Right side of the glass, they bring it in on the left side. Long shot out of the corner, no good. Allie Willard down the rebound for Alton. One dribble and bounces it over to Evan Montgomery. She'll bring it up the floor, swing it. right corner to Mackenzie Smith for three, and it's good. Mackenzie Smith with a three. That's her second one of the night. She's got 8 points in the game. And Alton leads it now 62-18. Down to 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Puxico with it. Long shot from the perimeter. Rattles off the rim. No good. Jaylee Reese. Down with the rebound for the Lady Comets. Off to Mackenzie Smith. Brings it to the top. Feeds to Montgomery. Down the corner to Haney. Haney lobbing it inside to Willard. Short jumper is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Mackenzie Smith. She goes back up and in. Mackenzie now in double figures. Second Comet to reach double figures here for Alton. Puxico. Brings it the other way. Alton hasn't pressed in a while. Here's a pass to the left wing. Stolen by Haney. Haney saves it from out of bounds. Montgomery. Montgomery into the free throw circle. On the left-hand dribble. Feeds out to Haney for a three. That one's good. Miley Haney with that three. Now with 9 points, she has hit three threes in the game. Freshman has played well. Puxico with Porter in the left corner. Or the right corner, excuse me. Gives the ball up. Now has it knocked away. Loose on the floor. Mackenzie Smith got it for all. Running the floor up the right side. Stops midcourt, waits for the rest of the offense, and with 3.5 minutes to go in the third, Alton will run the offense to the right. Mackenzie Smith in the corner, Jaylee Reese to Willard, all alone under the bucket. She lays it up and in. Allie Willard now with 13 in the game. She has scored 7 in this quarter. And we get wholesale change for the Alton Lady Comets. The 5 starters coming off the floor. Comet crowd just in front of us. Applause. And we'll catch all the numbers as we go here. But it's Kaylee McIntyre, Jessica Green, Lily Haddock, Emma Trantham, and Lainey Warren, all in the game for all. Puxico running the offense, gets the ball to the free throw line, jumper is up and good for Caden Rivett. First bucket of the night for Rivett, and she got her first two. Alton with it on the half-court offense. Down to 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Alton working on the perimeter, got it over to McIntyre, now in the corner, trying to go to Trantham with the high post. Ball deflected, picked up by Alton. Shot is up and good by Lily Haddock. Haddock off the bench with 8 points tonight. Alton has scored 16 points by their bench in this game. A good production up and down the line for Coach Shane Benson and his Alton Lady Comets. Puxico working the offense. Shot is up off the left wing. No good by Wilkinson. And a rebound controlled by Gracie Warren. Long pass up the floor goes over the head of Lily Haddock and out of bounds. And it couldn't quite catch up to it. With 2:22 to go in the third, Alton leads it 71-20. Yeah, still 2:17 to go in the third quarter. Fourth quarter will be under the mercy rule, obviously. Puxico working the ball around the horn. Got it to Porter. Porter to the high post. Now back outside to Wilkerson for three. That one bounces high off the rim. No good. Gracie Warren down with rebound for Alton. Gives it up to Haddock. Haddock pulls up on the wing. Gives now to Gracie. Back out to Haddock. Lily bounces it to Lainey Warren. She'll dump it down to Trantham. A little high-low game. And shot no good. The rebound off the hands of Alton out of bounds. Lainey Warren tried to come around from behind and get a steal. Poked it out of bounds. Puxico gets the ball back with a minute 45 to go in the third. Across the timeline. Give it up to number 23, Aubrey Powell. Powell gives it on the wing. Now back out front for Porter. Porter down the middle of the lane. A little running one-hander. No good. Rebound, Gracie Warren. Out to Lily Haddock. Haddock races up the floor. Gives the ball down to McIntyre. McIntyre looking inside. Now penetrates. Passes off to Lainey Warren. Off to Emma Trantham for two. Emma with her second bucket of the night. And more substitutions here for Puxico. Number 0, Wilkerson, and number 11, Rivett, check out. Puxico going to bounce it to the free throw line. Got over now to Porter on the left side wing. We're down to a minute to go in the third quarter. Here's Porter. Nice move. Just shakes the defender. Pulls up with a shot from the elbow. No good. And the rebound comes out long. Haddock has got it and going to get fouled as she goes up the right sideline. Fouls on number 32, Erica Wilkinson, her second of the game for Puxico. And the first team foul against Puxico here in the third quarter. And substitution for Alton, Gracie Warren comes off the floor. Number 12 checks in, Jessica Green. Green's got it on the right side off the inbound. Holds it on the wing. Defense jumps out on it. Jessica gives the ball back out front for Haddock. Lily Pass on the left side to McIntyre. McIntyre out to the top of the key. Back to Hedick. 42 seconds. Here's gives to the high post to Transom. Back outside, McIntyre. Dribbles through the free throw circle. Gives it off. Three-point shot is up and good for Lily Hedick. Hedick with the 11 on the night off the bench and becomes the third Lady Comet in double figures. Let's go with it. 19 seconds to go. Got to Porter on the right side wing. Puts it on the floor looking for an opening inside. Couldn't find it. Now passes down to the corner to Rivet. Rivet back outside. Quick shot is up and no good. Rebound controlled by Laney Warren. Laney gives off to McIntyre with 3 seconds. Three-point shot up off the window. Oh, wouldn't go down. And that's the end of three quarters of the play. I score 76-20. Alton Lady Comets with the lead over the Puxico Lady Indians. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pond, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond, 417-778-7153.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And we're back underway here in our fourth quarter. We'll be under the mercy rule, the turbo clock. Clock will not stop. Here in the fourth quarter, Alton with the basketball. They'll swing it down inside to Transom. Transom up with a shot, no good. Rebound to Lady Comets. Another shot, no good. And finally, Laney Warren gets the rebound. Clears it back outside to McIntyre for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound to Emma Transom. Transom in traffic. Bounces it out to Warren. Laney making a move toward the bucket. Bounces it down to Transom. Short shot is up and good. So Laney Warren working hard to give Transom the easy lay-in. Transom now with 6 points off the bench. Here's a three on the other end by Porter for Puxico. That's good. Laney Porter now with 13 for the Lady Indians. It's 78-23. Alton with the lead and the ball. McIntyre on the left side of the free throw circle out around the three-point line. Swings it to the right side for Hedick. Hedick is in the corner to Green. Jessica, one dribble, throws it cross-court to McIntyre, fakes the three-point shot, penetrates into the lane, gives it back out to Green. Green will wrap around pass to Transom in traffic, shoots no good, rebound gets on the floor, and the rebound picked up by Puxico. They get it out to Porter, dives up the left side, kicks it out front. Wilkerson, long three-point shot, is no good, but a foul, and she'll go to the line and shoot three free throws. Fouls on number 23, Lily Hedick. That'll be number one on Lily, first team foul. Here in the fourth quarter, under the turbo clock, 6:30 and counting to go in the game. First free throw is up and good for number 23, Aubrey Powell for Puxico. First point of the game for Powell. Game high honors so far going to Evan Montgomery, who had 22 in the first half. Powell hits another free throw, give her 2 points. And shooting a third. That one's up and good. Aubrey Powell, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. And the all-lady Comets here will inbound the ball. Got into McIntyre. Kaylee crosses the timeline, swings it right side. Ooh, dangerous pass almost stolen, but gathered in by Hattick. A running one-hander in the lane, no good. Puts the code down with a rebound. Nice play there by number 10, Austin Harbin. Takes it up the floor, kicked it outside. Long shot by Wilkinson is off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to McIntyre. McIntyre drives it up the left side for Alton. Kicks it in the corner now to Laney Warren. Laney bounces it back to McIntyre on top. Back to Warren in the corner. Looking inside, nobody open. Now gives it inside to Green. Green penetrates down the lane, kicks it out, gets it back in the corner. Back out to McIntyre around on the left side in the corner for Warren. Laney driving toward the bucket, throws up the shot, no good. Rebound volleyed up and around and finally controlled by the Alton Lady Comets. Nice hustle play there by Jessica Green. Cross court to Haddock. Up with a shot. It's blocked, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Number 23, Lily Haddock. Nice move to the bucket and a nice pass there. Fouls on number 23 for Puxico. That is Aubrey Powell, her first. And trying to get the Lady Comets to 80 is Lily Haddock. First free throw is no good. Substitution here for Puxico. Number 45 checks in. That is Derricka Robinson. And second free throw is up and no good. And the rebound goes all the way to the sideline out of bounds. It'll be off the hands of Puxico. Trail by Alton. They inbound it to Haddock. Haddock gives it up to Green. Green dumps it inside to Trantham. The bucket is good. Emma Trantham with 8 points off the Comet bench. Puxico coming the other way. It's now 80-26. Alton with a lead. Almost a steal out front by Haddock. Puxico regains control. They get it to the free throw line for Wilkinson. Outside, three-pointer, good! 0 Paisley Wilkerson. 5 points for her on the night. And the Alton lead is back to 51. And a long pass by McIntyre. Almost stolen by Puxico. Goes out of bounds. Substitution here for the Lady Indians, number 12. But I'm sorry. Yeah, number 12 into the ballgame. He is not listed in the program. Well, soon maybe it's, well, it's not Rivet. Anyway, number 12 in there, not in the program. So, and Alton throws it away here on their offensive possession. So with 3:21 to go and a running clock, let's go with the ball. Down by 51. So give and go action. Into the lane. Goes Puxico to Rivet. Rivet gets it back outside. The ball is knocked away and out of bounds by the defense. They go to retrieve it out in the lobby. They went through the open door. Van Buren High School Jam, side of the Class 2 District 2 basketball tournament. The girls' tournament. Boys' tournament in the Class 2 District 2, I believe, is over at Kabul. They'll play tomorrow night. And here's a nice steal by Trantham. As Puxico taking it around the perimeter. Ball stole it. Alton back in the half-court set here. McIntyre on the right wing. Bounces it out top for Jessica Green. Dumped it inside for Trantham. She shoots and scores. Emma Trantham in double figures with 10, the fourth Lady Comet in double figures. And the sixth Lady Comet with at least 9. Here's a steal by Laney Warren. Laney will drive the length of the floor all the way to the layup and score. Laney Warren gets on the board. Makes it 84-29 with 2 minutes to go. Puxico working around the perimeter. Giving it out on top, and here's another steal. This one for McIntyre. She will drive, going in for the layup, and gets fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot free throws. With a minute 54 to go in the game. Foul on Puxico. And McIntyre, Kaylee McIntyre, going to the free throw line. The only Comet that has played that has not scored so far, and now she has. So now everybody on the Comet roster has scored at least a point in the ballgame tonight. Coach Shane Benson, a lot of playing time for his subs in tonight's game. Here's substitution for Puxico, number 3 checked in, another player that is not in the program. We apologize for that. Second free throw for McIntyre, no good. Rebounded by the Lady Comets. Nice play there, number 12, Jessica Green. And the hell ball will belong to Puxico with a minute to go in the game. Lady Indians bringing it up the floor, across the timeline. Long pass down to the baseline, over the head of everybody and out of bounds. And it'll belong to the Alton Lady Comets with 54 seconds to play. This one battle over, folks. Alton will advance to the semifinals. They'll play the high-powered East Carter Redbirds for the second time this year. First time they played early in the season, East Carter 1-5. Here's Alton working the offense. Got the ball down inside. Shot no good. Rebound to Warren. Kicked it outside. And back to Green. Green down the baseline. A little running one-hander. Good. Jessica Green with her second bucket of the night. It's 87-29. Alton has been good offensively here against Puxico. Puxico running the offense. Got the ball down to number 12. Now kicks it back outside. And the pass out front is going to go all the way into the backcourt and out of bounds with 10 seconds to play. And Alton really doesn't even have to inbound it here. We're down under 5 seconds. Four officials don't even, well, they do hand the ball. Alton doesn't even have to inbound it. And there's the buzzer. That's the final. 87-29. The Alton Lady Comets with a win in the first round of the Class 2 District 2 Basketball Championship. Alton will advance to play East Carter Wednesday night at 7:30. And we'll have it for you right here on the Ecom Sports Network.